An interesting item in Kevin Gorman's story on the whole O'Neill Cruz switching positions. I thought this was pretty good. He talked to Michael A. Taylor, who was a great defensive player. Nobody would argue that. And Taylor was an infielder coming up. Did you know that, City Limits?
No, I don't think
You should
think
have
I
read
did.
Gorman's article in the Trib.
The Owl.
The Owl, yes. He said that he thinks that Cruz is going to take to this. The athleticism obviously is there. Taylor tells Gormy the Owl. He's got a great arm, fast, great instincts. I think playing shortstop for so long is an asset to him. Taylor says the reads are different, but you have a lot of time. If you can react and read in the infield, then go to the outfield, the game slows down for you. I think it'll be an easy transition. To which, again, I would say, I actually think this guy also obviously has the athletic tools to play shortstop. It's not about the athleticism and things like that. It's about the mindless errors and the lapses in concentration. That's the part that needs to be fixed, and I don't know how that gets fixed.
And running into Brian Reynolds in the outfield in Houston, which partly derailed the season.
My God, Reynolds must be thinking, this guy's going to now be closer to me out here.
Imagine what that communication is going to potentially be like. I'm kind of conflicted on them doing this now because I wonder if there's not enough time to get him ready for this. I feel like he needed an offseason and a spring training where there's going to be errors. There's going to be gasps in the outfield. It's going to happen. And I hope that doesn't just completely crush Cruz's confidence and make him disinterested by it if he fails. And there's going to be some failures with it. I mean, anybody moving to a new position is going to struggle at first.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Well, why not have it happen during these meaningless games? Because you think if it goes way south, he'll lose confidence and not want to do it?
I do. And can it affect next year?
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
That's my only hesitancy with it. Now, I would make the move, but the timing of the move, I think, is what's a little bit more difficult.
I mean, there's very much two sides to that, I think. I understand your point completely, but the other side of it is, why waste this month where he can go out there? And if he's the guy you think he is long term, then if he lets one struggling month at center field ruin him, that would speak to the opposite of that, right?
And I mean, it seems like there's no going back to shortstop either, the way that Shelton is talking.
That sure is the way it sounds. Some people ask some questions about, well, will he not want to play for the Pirates when his contract is up? Well, who knows, but that's a long time from now, so he's got no control over the situation. He's under team control for several years. Where did Paul go? Any idea?
I don't know. Maybe he's having another spat with the vending machine.
Can we go to another six-pack item, please?
We sure can.
Thank you, City Limits. First, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Paul has an interesting Pirate item coming up, a little tease to pay off. I don't know what's happening there. The 53-man rosters were finalized yesterday, such as that's the case, because they're all going to change with pickups and injuries and all that stuff. Kadarius Toney is out there. Among a couple of other receivers, would you take a shot at it?
No, not Kadarius Toney. He can't catch the ball for the best team in football.
That's problematic for a wide receiver, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of your job.
Were you saddened that Tim Patrick, late of the Broncos, Russell Wilson's former teammate, that he winds up in Detroit with their practice squad? Were you saddened by that?
A small amount of sadness. He could have been, I think, a decent player, better than the Scotty Millers of the world and the Des Fitzpatricks of the world.
Our friend Andrew Filippone tweeted out a video of Noah Brown. Everybody was waiting for the Texans to release receivers or a receiver or two, because they have a glut of receivers. They're the opposite of the Steelers at this point. He tweeted out a video of Noah Brown taking a ball on the sidelines and just outrunning people to the end zone. He said, watch this video and tell me he wouldn't be the second best wide receiver on the Steelers roster. Needs to be claimed by Omar Khan. Do you agree with that?
I think it would be great for them to claim him. I think he'd probably be the third best receiver. Roman Wilson is going to have a phenomenal year this year, but he's better than most of the guys that they have, not named Pickens.
Next. Paul, before you pay off your pirate tees, City Limits just uttered the words, and I quote, Roman Wilson is going to have a phenomenal year this year. You buying that?
Phenomenal is probably strong.
Little strong limits.
Phenomenal being about 650 yards and 5 touchdown receptions.
That's not phenomenal.
It's phenomenal for a rookie third round pick.
No, it's not.
I would say it's good. I think he'll be a good player for them. I like him. Phenomenal, though, is a very strong word.
Phenomenal is a strong word. Solid player.
I like, though, the fact that Limit sticks to his hot takes. He does.
That's fine. I like him. Listen, we like him.
There's also no Brandon Ayuk get walking in the building anytime soon.
I have to apologize. What were we arguing about?
We were arguing about you and the vending machine.
No, we were arguing about something, and I said...
Well, you said you had a pirate take, there was some news or something.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the changes that have to be made, right?
Yeah.
In the offseason, and I said, and I've consistently said that they're going to not make the major changes that everyone thinks they're going to make, which is, firing the manager, firing the general manager, they're going to do what they've done in the past, which is find instructors and find minor league managers and find people that are kind of irrelevant and make them the scapegoat. The first shoe dropped. Did you read this? The first shoe has dropped.
No.
The Pirates have dismissed Junior Vizcaino, the director of international scouting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Man, that their Latin American academy,
also
highly touted, has produced, and I'm not saying he's, this just a thought that comes up, has produced nothing. These years.
Also, Luis Silverio, senior advisor of Latin American operations, was fired. So
that may have something to do with the fact that not a single player's come through there to help.
No. I'm not saying that.
I am.
What I'm saying is, maybe they deserve to get that. But what I'm saying is this, okay? The changes that people think are going to come down the pike, I'm firmly telling you, are not.
I think Shelton's going to get fired.
You think?
You say no? I've gone back and forth on this, but this has turned into a circus.
Listen, when I'm wrong, I'll say it. I would say, hey, I was wrong.
Percent chance right now? For me, it's 75.
I would say it's more like 25.
Limits?
25 was my number two.
We'll get back to that conversation, and we're going to get to our calls. I wonder if they're about Pitt or baseball or football. What are they about here, Limits? I'm very curious.
We have a wide range of calls from Heather Like to Derek Shelton, as well as the Steelers.
I want those people to hold until the top of the hour, and we're going to go to the general right now. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. It's General Patton. It's Jeff Patton, the proprietor of Baseball Card Castle. Who has a guess? Paul, I'm going to go with Rowdy Tellez because of his pitching exploits this week. What's the card of the week, in your opinion?
I'm going to go with O'Neill Cruz.
Limits?
I'm going to go with Jared Jones back from injury.
What do you got, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. Appreciate you having me today. I was hoping it would be Jared Jones today. Waited as long as we could, but we're going to go with Shohei Ohtani. How about putting up 40-40 before Labor Day? Pretty impressive.
Might be the first guy ever to do 50-50. Let me ask you guys. Paul, were you here the other day when I asked what's more impressive? No, you weren't. We were separate. What would be more impressive to you and the general? Aaron Judge breaking his own American League record by hitting 64 homers this year, or Ohtani becoming the first man in history to go 50-50? Which is more impressive? Paul?
50-50.
I agree, General. What say you?
50-50, especially when you consider the asterisk that's dangling out there that, he strikes out 200 in most years.
I think he's the greatest baseball player who ever walked the planet. myself.
I know you're interested in this kind of market analysis. Typically, it's Ohtani is the number one seller in baseball year in and year out. Who is not wearing black and gold?
That's amazing. Well, this is great. Thank you for the card of the week. You're a wonderful man.
You're welcome. You guys have a good one.
See you, buddy. Fan right, weather. Summer Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 92 today with sunny skies. Paul?
I was going to say, if you look at these numbers, though, Judge's on base is 465, slugging 732, OPS 1.197.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, Ohtani's 379, 614, 0.994. Still ridiculous, but, I mean, Juan Soto's OPS is actually higher than Ohtani's. So, I think Ohtani is still, I mean, you know. And here's the other part of it that I did not know, so I'm going to retract what I said, because I did not realize this. Aaron Judge is hitting 333.
How close is he to a triple crown right now?
He can't be that far off.
Well, let's talk about
well,
that.
Let's see.
Hold on.
Bobby Witt Jr. is batting 346, so he's
still has a shot.
He's got a shot there. Obviously, he has home runs and RBIs. He would have to, he'd have to like stay hot and have Witt Jr. come back to him a little bit. I think that's going to be tough to win that, but still, he's pretty close. You know who's third in batting average in the American League?
Oh.
One, Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Oh, would he have looked good in the Pirate uniform?
A guy that said there was actually Pirate fans trying to explain he wouldn't be worth trading for.
Not worth it.
They were trying to, he's not worth that.
Not if you have to give up Jared, what's his name? Jab? Webb? Webb? The Webb
Mitch
Gem?
Jeb.
Mitch Jeb. Yeah, the Webb Gem. The Jeb Wem. I don't know what he is. All right, Paul. Top of the hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.